Marla continued to compete in national and international competitions. Sometimes she competed against disabled athletes, and sometimes she was in a field of athletes without disabilities. She began to feel that she was overextending herself and decided to reevaluate her goals. Marla resolved to focus her future efforts on qualifying for the Olympics. Because her unrelenting schedule left Marla no time to recover and refocus, she did not do as well as she had hoped at the 1996 Olympic heptathlon trials. She did, however, set a track record when she ran the 800-meter race. Thinking that maybe it was time to consider long-distance races, Marla moved to Oregon to train for the 800-meter race. Caption: Marla runs a victory lap at the 1992 Paralympics. Caption: Marla runs with her husband, Matt Lonergan. Marla began training with a new coach, but was soon sidelined by a series of injuries. She had knee surgery, followed by a difficult recovery. Waiting to regain her strength and speed was hard for Marla. She became impatient and began to take short hikes. She experienced more pain and had another surgery, this time on her foot. She became frustrated with slow walks and longed to run the beautiful, challenging trails that Oregon was famous for. But Marla couldn't run. Her next obstacle was torn muscles in her foot. Marla was discouraged and in need of a new coach. Then something good happened. A physical therapist named Matt Lonergan offered to help with her recovery. Matt and Marla would later marry.